Let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the good news of Jesus Christ. Protocol having been established, and Sister Annette has already read the primary verse for our consideration today. It's taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, the sevenfold spirit. Today we want to talk to you about the spirit of Yahweh's wisdom. The spirit of Yahweh's wisdom. I say that because when you read the second verse of Isaiah chapter 11, you see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. It's transliterated from the Hebrew word Yahweh. Let us pray. Our Father, we lift our hearts and our minds to consider heavenly things so we may change the world around us. And like you've done for Minister Barbara, we're asking you to do it within us even now and give us a new heart. And as you have given us, God, this new heart, we open our hearts and our ears to be attentive to understand and comprehend the whole counsel of God, that we may have life and life more abundantly through your Son, Jesus Christ. And by the power of your indwelling Holy Spirit, in this hour, we ask that your Spirit be upon us. Anoint us to preach and proclaim the gospel to the poor. Empower us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to be free in 2023, to proclaim recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We proclaim in this era of your glory, Jubilee, hallelujah, Jubilee in 2023. We are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. We are set free, and revival throughout the land is in process and in progress. And we give you, God, thanks for what you're going to do and for the greater glory to be revealed within each of us individually and collectively. Amen. Amen. From the verses, and I will not hold you longer than I already have, because there's been so much shared that we can feast upon. But as we consider the word today, from the verse that has been read in our hearing, I believe that the Father is calling us to focus on the spirit of wisdom. And it says there in verse 2 in particular, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom. And we know from the context of what Isaiah is writing here, he is helping us to appreciate and get ready for Jesus Christ. That word that was made flesh and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. And we beheld his glory. And that same spirit of wisdom that rested upon Jesus Christ, I believe right now, is the same spirit that is resting upon each of us. I, through the various Sundays come, as God leads us and guides us, we're going to talk about the other elements, characteristics, attributes of the spirit of Yahweh. But today I just want to start with the spirit of wisdom. And generally, wisdom is knowledge and understanding practically and proficiently applied to our lives. Wisdom is the word of God, the logos applied to our lives. Wisdom moves us, transforms us, transitions us in process and in progress to a better quality of life, and to have a more abundant quality of life. Jesus Christ came to not only to give us life, but to give us life more abundantly. But we gotta walk in wisdom, family. We gotta walk in wisdom. And I want to give us an example of wisdom here to help us distinguish that that there is a distinction between wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Those three words are not synonymous. And if we just take, hallelujah, the time to just consider arithmetic, mathematics, we can know our numbers from zero to infinity, if you will. We may understand how to appropriately add and subtract one number from the next, but if we don't apply what we know and what we understand as to basic math to our personal finances, to our own checking account, to our own savings account, we have yet to exercise the wisdom of Yahweh to overcome being broke, busted, and disgusted. Again, family, wisdom is knowledge and understanding applied. He told us to walk in wisdom. Walk circumspectly, redeeming the time. Hallelujah. We're not to walk as fools, but as children of the light. The spirit of Yahweh's wisdom should be applied in every aspect of our lives, including our relationships, including our marriages and how we raise our children, in our professional careers, in our health, in our diet, in our spiritual advancement, in our ministry, in our finances. We can know all of the scriptures that we want to know. We can quote all the Bible verses that we want to quote. We can praise and worship 24/7. But just like faith without works is dead, having knowledge and understanding without practical application is also without profit. In other words, wisdom without works, hallelujah, is dead. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about just a better quality of life. Ignorance, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ignorance is ungodly, y'all. Miseducation is ungodly. Anti-intelligence, anti-intellect is ungodly, hallelujah. How do I know? Because I read in Hosea 4:6, the prophet said, my people. He wasn't talking about those outside of the covenant, but he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget that you are my children. Hallelujah. Willful ignorance, family. Willful ignorance. Where we choose and when we choose not to know and comprehend, that's the trick of the devil. The devil wants us to be ignorant as to the things of God and to God's plan of salvation that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ, to undermine our rights and our privileges to have life and life more abundantly. God wants to take us off the blood pressure medication, if you will. But today, hallelujah, today, if we can just hear his voice and harden not our hearts and be filled with the spirit of Yahweh's wisdom, the wisdom of our Heavenly Father, we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds to become the heads and not the tails. The wisdom of God. Not earthly wisdom, not sensual wisdom, not man's wisdom, but the wisdom of God gives us that drive, gives us that energy, gives us that will to win and to excel so that we may live, move, and have our being in him to be more than conquerors. We are not playing hurt. Hallelujah. We are not conquered. We are not defeated. We are not beat down. We are not perplexed. But we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Hallelujah. The scriptures are clear that the spirit of wisdom was upon Jesus as a child. Even as a child, the scriptures reflect that he was filled with wisdom. We go to Luke chapter 2, the beloved physician, hallelujah. Luke writes in verse 40 of chapter 2 about the Lord Jesus as a child. And he says this, and the child, the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was on him. Family, are you hearing this with me today? Family, are you seeing this with me today? Jesus, even as a child, is filled with wisdom. What that means is that Jesus learned and had the capacity to do so, just like we should learn and have the capacity to do so now. Jesus, hallelujah, even though he was the Word made flesh, Jesus never stopped learning, and the Word refers and reflects that he was filled with wisdom. The Greek word, hallelujah, the Greek word that was transliterated into the English language, filled, it means to level up, hallelujah. Level up, hallelujah. Everywhere you go, you need to level up. Think about that for a moment. Jesus was leveled up with wisdom. Walk with me just a little bit longer. If you consider, hallelujah, filling a glass of water. When you pour water or any liquid into a glass, you pour from the top. You pour from the top. Hallelujah. You don't pour from the bottom. You pour from the top because the top is open. You pour from the top, but it goes to the bottom of the glass and continues to level up. I just want you to see yourself as the glass this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See yourself, hallelujah, as the cup, hallelujah, that runneth over. Hallelujah. In 2023. Hallelujah. Family, our brains, our minds, our thoughts, our intellect, our capacity to learn must be open at the top. Hallelujah. Just like a glass is open at the top so that we can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I say it again, God is not anti-intelligence, but he is anti-ignorance. Let me say it again. God is not anti-intelligence, but he is anti-ignorance. The people of God, hallelujah, the people of God, the people of God should resist this now fallback position that I'm hearing in so many circles. I keep hearing it over and over again in circles of family and friends that they kept us from knowing this and they kept us from knowing that. But come on, saints, come on, come on, come on. Who has bewitched us to believe that man could block us from knowing what we need to know to have in this life a better life and a life more abundantly? But God promised. I heard Dr. Glenda preach it. But God, you promised. You promised us more. And you have given us more and more free of charge. It is written, he that spared not, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. How shall he not give us the very best when he's already given us his son, Jesus Christ? All things. All things. All things. All things. Hallelujah. All things. All things include wisdom. It includes wisdom to win in every aspect of our lives in real time. I'm not talking about by and by. I'm talking about right now. We can win, but we need wisdom to win with. Hallelujah. In fact, family, the half-brother of James. I'm so grateful for my family that's here with me this morning. The half-brother of James. Yeah, Jesus' brother. He was the half-brother of Jesus. James, the half-brother of Jesus. We can ascertain from his book in chapter 1, verse 5. Hallelujah. If any of you lack wisdom, let them ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given unto you. And Dr. Glenda, you already talked about it, but he goes on in the next verse and says, but let them ask in faith. But let them ask in faith. With no doubting. I hear the lawyer in me saying, beyond a reasonable doubt. God is beyond a reasonable doubt. But let them ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. The next verse says, for that person must not suppose that he or she will receive anything from the Lord. That person is a double-minded person, unstable in all his ways, unstable in all her ways. Family, the Lord Jesus himself was not and is not. He was not and is not unstable. And the body of Christ is not unstable either. Hallelujah. 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 In chapter 2, verse 52, and Luke wrote this, he said, and as Jesus grew up, some of us need to grow up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just need to grow up in 2023. And then we could be set free if we just grow up. And as Jesus grew up, he increased. Not in money, not in prosperity, not in riches, but he increased in wisdom and in favor with God and people. I'm just saying that because I want us to focus on what we really need, because if we got money, if we unwise, we'd be broke in a minute. Hallelujah. But Jesus grew up. He increased in wisdom and in favor with God and people. Family, we need to take note of the reality that with increased wisdom comes increased favor with God and with people. Increased wisdom comes with increased favor with God and people. So this morning I want to ask you, what is your gift of wisdom? Think about that. Everybody's got a particular area of ministry, a particular area of service, a particular area of expertise. And God is using the wisdom that he's given you to create a platform for you to grow and for you to prosper, for you to not only be blessed, but to become a conduit of blessings for the people of God. Hallelujah. And the world. He told Abraham, in thee, he told Abraham this, in thee, in you, in the body of Christ, all families of the earth shall be blessed. The wisdom that comes from the Father above, the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Pure wisdom is full of the Shekinah glory of God's presence. You'll know it. You can hear it. You can see it. You can touch it. You can feel it. You know wisdom when you see it. Pure wisdom is not shady and doesn't belittle others who have achieved academically, as God has empowered and inspired many in the body to excel in higher education. The wisdom that comes from the Father takes the ecclesia, takes the people of God to the next level, to find favor both with God and with mankind. So many times we know it. The Pentecostal church is kind of hated on people getting a degree. But God is calling us into a new era of his glory. And he's setting us free from ignorance. Hallelujah. The people of God. Hallelujah. The people of God are forewarned. Hallelujah. Forewarned. And also encouraged. That in this era of God's glory, to remove yourselves from every environment that permeates with intimidation and fear. You got to come out of ignorance. And there are many who don't want you to grow because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to grow because they don't want you to know. But God is calling you out of that. The Spirit of Yahweh allows for us to ask questions. Yes, it does. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Yahweh allows us to ask why. He allows us to ask what. He allows us to ask when, where, how, and who. It's all right to just have a counsel with God. Even the Lord Jesus. Even the Lord Jesus asked a question on the cross when He said, "My God, my God, why? Hallelujah. Don't talk to me about I can't ask why. Oh God, but why have you forsaken me?" Some of us have that struggle in our lives. And this is just nice to come into the reality, appreciating, hallelujah, that you can be honest with yourself and ask God why. I'm so glad that when He was on the cross, hallelujah, He could have said a lot of things up there, hallelujah, but what He did do, hallelujah, is He prayed for ignorant people. Hallelujah. I believe He's praying for me now. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And He's praying for my ignorance right now. Hallelujah. And He said, "Father. Father." Hallelujah. "Father, forgive them." But He adds on, Dr. Glenda, he doesn't say just them. He said, "Forgive them, for they know not." Hallelujah. They know not what they do. Hallelujah. God is anti-ignorance, but He's not anti-intelligence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And play, and family, hallelujah. Family, any place, y'all can take this to the bank, any place where leadership forbids you from asking a question, a well-placed question. What happened to the money, Pastor? A respectful and truth-seeking question. It may be indicative that the spirit of Sophia, that's the Greek word for wisdom. Wisdom is feminine in nature. The spirit of Sophia. God's wisdom is not there. You can't ask the question, hallelujah, without people getting upset. Hallelujah. God's wisdom is not there. Transparency leads to transformation and triumph. Hallelujah. Because we are children of the light. We ain't got nothing to hide. As I bring the message for the hour to a close, I believe that the Holy Spirit will remind us of verses 42 through 52 of the same book of St. Luke. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they saw him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Questions in my mind. Is the Lord satisfied with me? Hallelujah. And let me read here verse 47. It says, "And all that heard and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." Family, I am often in a religious service, and Dr. Glenda, Elder Bobby, Minister Barbara, I hear stray negative references directed to those who have been gifted with the intellectual capabilities and faculties to advance and obtain a degree or degrees in higher education. I hear the leadership throwing shades on lawyers and doctors and seminarians. Hallelujah. I heard it yesterday. Hallelujah. And yes, it made me, as the young people would say, feel a type of way. Hallelujah. But I was reminded then, hallelujah, as I share with the body of Christ now, that Jesus, the 12-year-old Jesus, it's okay to allow our children to ask us questions, especially when it comes to things of the Lord. Hallelujah. The 12-year-old Jesus, hallelujah, was filled with wisdom. And Luke writes that he stayed behind at the temple. When you look at it and you study it, you will find that there was a kind of free school for kids at the temple. Hallelujah. And Mary and Joseph, on their journey home, discovered that there was no Jesus and returned to Jerusalem. And they found him, not just in the temple, hallelujah, but they found Jesus in the designated area of the temple where free education was taking place. And Luke writes that they found Jesus in the temple, hallelujah. He wasn't praying, he wasn't engaged in praise and worship, but he was sitting in the midst of the doctors. And both Dr. Glenn and I, we can relate to this part, hallelujah. The doctors were teachers of the law. The so-called doctors of the law. Officially, they called them the rabbis. Hallelujah. They found him. Hallelujah. They found him. I hope you have found him. And if you haven't, I want to encourage you to just find him. Find the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. They found him sitting in the midst of the legal professors, if you will, both hearing them, hallelujah, and asking them questions. It's all right, hallelujah. Just ask God a question every now and again when you're feeling alone. Just ask him a question, hallelujah. And all that they heard, hallelujah, all that they heard, they were astonished at his understanding and at his answers. Family, and to everyone who is under the sound of God's word and God's wisdom, I am glad that one day I found him. I found the truth. I found the wisdom of God. Thank God that one day I found him, the one who I come to know. Every day I come to know him. I come to know him as Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. I come to know him as Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. I come to know him, Dr. Glenda, as my defense counselor. I thank God for a criminal defense lawyer that can say, hallelujah, that regardless of what Avery did, hallelujah, oh, my blood covers that right there. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day, I come to know him in a more personal and resolute way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm astonished. I'm astonished of how good God is. I'm astonished and blown away how good it is to just enjoy what God has already given us. And I invite you, hallelujah, to just taste and see along with me that the Lord is good. And do so by opening up your minds and opening up your hearts to the Spirit of the Father's wisdom through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have a better life, a life filled with unmerited favor, a life filled with undeserving love, a life filled with immeasurable goodness, a life filled with abundant health and prosperity, a life filled with unbelievable forgiveness and also giving. Hallelujah. A life filled with unspeakable joy. Can we hear it now? Can we hear him now? Can we hear him now? Let the redeemer of the Lord. Let the redeemer of the Lord think so, say so, and live so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.